A woman in her 80s from the St. Louis area is recovering from a tick-borne illness, the first confirmed case this year. Last year, there were 668 cases of tick-borne illnesses in Missouri. Karen Yates is the Vector-Borne Disease Program Director for the Missouri Department of Health. She says ehrlichiosis can be very dangerous.
Some people will get over it without treatment. Some people really do need treatment, and that's where the disease becomes serious. If it's not recognized and it's not treated, it can pretty quickly progress to a life-threatening illness or even to death.
Yates says the primary carrier is the Lone Star tick. That's the one with the white spot on its back. She says many tick-borne illnesses can present almost flu-like symptoms, but can also cause a rash.
The rashes that come with these diseases, the Missouri tick-borne diseases, tend to be not just a single point rash, but tend to be more scattered across the body, kind of like measles. And very often they start in the palms and in the soles of the feet.
The Department of Health recommends doing tick checks often, keeping your yard clear of debris and using a DEET-based repellent when going outdoors. Jessica Machetta, MissouriNet, Jefferson City.